Brahma-jnana-dhinirandasya Nandana-salakaya Chaksuru-nuritam-jena Tasmai-sri-gurave-namaha Namah-o-vishnu-sandaya Vishnu-sishaya Kutale Shivante-bhakti-vidanta Swami-niti-navane Sarasati Devi, Gauradhani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sanyaladi, Vashyatya Jashacharine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Sahaja Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Rasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Narayanam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Patodhyayam Vyajat Makarakaroti Vatsalam Angurangayate Girin Yatkipatam Hangmande Sri Gurum Dinatayam Parmanan Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Who can read this? Yeah, I can't read. Give her asana, he can sit down.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 19, Text 35.
Hari Rao, Kandharat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Krotur Viramatam Esha Deveshu Duravagraha Dharma Vyatikaro Jatra Pakhandir Pakhandoir Indra Nirmitai Krotur Viramatamesha देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्म व्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्र निर्मितैः क्रतुर्वीर मतामेष देवेषु दुरवग्रह धर्म व्यतिकरो यत्र पाखण्डैरिन्द्र निर्मितैः
Translation. Lord Brahma continued, "Stop the performance of these sacrifices, for they have induced Indra to introduce so many irreligious aspects. You should know very well that even amongst the demigods, there are many unwanted desires." Purport. There are many competitors in ordinary business affairs. And the Karmakanda chapters of the Vedas sometimes cause competition and envy amongst karmis. A karmi must be envious because he wishes to enjoy material pleasures to their fullest extent. That is the material disease. Consequently, there is always competition amongst karmis, either in ordinary business affairs or in the performance of yajna. Lord Brahma's purpose was to end the competition between Lord Indra and Maharaj Prithu. Because Maharaj Prithu was a great devotee and incarnation of God, he was requested to stop the sacrifices so that Indra might not further introduce irreligious systems which are always followed by criminal-minded people.
Hari Om Tat Sat. So Indra is known as the one who has performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. So it's very hard to perform an Ashwamedha Yajna. It requires a lot of capital and a lot of prowess So Indra was the only one who had done this. Prithu had already done 99. He was on his 100th yajna. So then Indra would lose the distinction of having this title as the only one who has performed 100 Ashtanga yajnas. Of course, he could have done 101, 108, but instead he started to introduce irreligious practices, and he stole the horse from the yajna, and it was creating a big disturbance. So Brahma, he came down, and he gave his advice to Prithu. Anyway, these are the actions of karmis. But it doesn't matter to you, you're a pure devotee, you're a Shakta Vishavatar. And so, these things are not important to you. See, there's two kinds of devotees. There's Sakam Bhakta and Niskam Bhakta. So, the Sakam Bhakta is one who wants, who has still material desires, and through his devotion, he would like to get the material desires satisfied. So, Prabhupada compared them to karmis. Indra obviously is also a devotee, but he's a Sakam devotee. He's got some desire. He's got some, although he's the king of the angels, he's the king of the heavenly planets, but he has some ego that, where Prithu, he's showing the example as a Niskam Bhakta who's ruling the earth. So Brahma, going to him to desist, is actually showing the greatness of Prithu Maharaj. He could have easily done 100 asana yoga, so it really didn't mean anything to do it. It simply seemed like a challenge to Indra. Why is he challenging me? Why is he taking away my distinction? I only wanted to do 100 asana. Why he wants to do that 100 yagyas? So like this, there was this competition. So you don't expect to see this kind of a competition amongst the higher living entities. But Prabhupada is explaining that this is existing on our planet. You probably see here in Bombay, because this is the capital of the business world in India, some competition between the big houses, the big magnates, who is going to do bigger and better things. So even on the heavenly planets, there's this kind of ego, Prabhupada said. So that's why the devotees, they're not interested in going to heavenly planets. How many of you want to do Niskam Bhakti? Raise your hand. How many want to do Sakam Bhakti? See? I'm in the right place. Everybody here wants to do Niskam Bhakti. So, can you understand what I'm saying? I have a little, because the left side of my face is still frozen, so I have some difficulty in pronouncing certain letters. I'm trying to speak slowly so you can understand. Can they understand? Okay. So, you see, when Lord Chaitanya, when he appeared in Navadvip, it said there was this kind of a competition between the people of Navadvip, who would do the bigger marriage for their daughter. So, person A, he did a big marriage for his daughter. Person B did a bigger marriage. So a person seated of vigor there, a person knee again, he didn't even vigor, but he ran out of daughter. So what to do? Then you see A, the biggest yet. So this was, then they, so he wanted to win the competition. Who would do the biggest marriage yagya? But he had no more daughters. What to do? So he married, you see, a female and a male cat. The cats don't need marriage. Only human beings need marriage. But, or they marry a Shiva, a deity with authority, or so like this is going on. Some marry a dog, some marry a cat. So the marriages would go on, and people have big feasts, and they glorify the people, oh, yours is the best marriage yet. But it was all like speculation. So this was a so-called religion at that time. Competition amongst the yagyas. Also, so Lord Chaitanya, he came down, he said, this is all, you see, useless. We should engage in chanting the Harinam. We should engage in preaching Krishna consciousness. But initially, he started to chant in the house of Srivas Thakur, because people are criticizing him. Why is he chanting Hare Krishna out loud? They thought that chanting the holy name out loud would diminish the potency. That's why when Lord Chaitanya appeared, everybody was in the Ganges. Then they thought that since they're in the Ganga, they're pure from the sins. So that they chanted loudly, but otherwise outside of the Ganga, they wouldn't chant loudly. So Sridhars and other Vaishnava Brahmanas, they were very moved that why they say the eclipse is inauspicious. Look at how all the people are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So, see, Lord Chaitanya, after he got initiated, he started in Gaya. Actually, he was the first manifesting his love of Krishna in the land of Devaki Danda, Prabhu, in Vihar. He lived in Nandadev, but he went to Vihar to get initiated and to get the ecstatic love. So he was chanting there, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So he was going to run off to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, we hired all the Gwan, she gets the key. And he ran across the what they call the Prabhu River. And he was going to Vrindavan when Akash Vani, a voice in the sky, said, wait, now is not the time for you to go to Vrindavan. You should go back to Navadip and start the Sankirtan movement. Hare Rao. So like this, the Lord Chaitanya went back on the way in Kainainath Sala, which is in now it's in Jharkhand, it used to be Bihar, but now it's states divided in two. So it's called Jharkhand. And actually it used to be in Bengal 500 years ago, but now it's in Jharkhand. So that temple is under ISKCON. How many have been to the Kainainath Sala temple? Only 10 people. So you should go to Kainainath Sala. You see, the district collector is very favorable. He said if the devotees come, if people come from all over India, from all over the world, he'll give us 3 crores to build up the guest house. But he said, nobody comes here. I've already given you about 50 lakhs. I can't give you more without you visiting. So you should all visit and see where Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna, and Krishna embraced him, and there he really got Vidyananda Dada. He got the separation mood, because he actually saw Krishna, and then Krishna disappeared. So there's the original Radha Krishna lotus feet that Lord Chaitanya was praying at. His tears washed those lotus feet. You could touch them. How many want to touch the lotus feet of Radha Krishna that were washed by the tears of Lord Chaitanya? Hari Gauranga! 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 And I'll tell you some other time the history of the Kanaina Shala. But then he went back to Naradi, Lord Chaitanya. And you see, when he approached the Sri Rash Thakur, see, people say that I have got some bayu dosh, some mental disease. So I want to know, do I have a disease or not? He said, what's your symptom? My symptom is whenever I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tears are coming from my eyes, my hairs are standing on end. I'm feeling so much separation from Krishna. Like this, he gave his symptoms. And Srivas said, yes, you have a disease. Yes. Lord Chaitanya said, really? Oh no. And I want that disease too. Ha 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 ha! Gauranga! You have a disease of love of Godhead. And I want that disease. Brahma and Shiva, they want that disease. So Brahma and Shiva, they also want love of Godhead. So then Lord Chaitanya, he knew that when he says, I want a disease too, that he was pulling his leg, he was joking with him, because nobody wants a disease. Take it from me, nobody wants a disease. And this, so then Shiva said, you see, the ordinary people, they're not going to understand your chanting and your ecstasies of love of Krishna, so why don't you come here and you chant in my garden? This is the Sri Ras Angan Kirtans. So then Lord Chaitanya went there and he began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, he did start the Nam Yajna. I asked Bhagavinda Maharaj, because he was doing the Nam Yajna on Nityananda's appearance day, or the day before, I forget, but I think on the Thursday, anyway, somewhere around that time. So I asked him, where does it give the details? So he told me in the book, he said that Rasa goes, Jai Gornitai Radha Rasya Hari Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, that Rasa goes had written about Lord Chaitanya's Nam Yajna. And he told me in the book, I looked it up, and I found that sure enough, Rasa Ghosh had written. See that? And it gives all the details, how to do a Nam Yajna, that you should make one kunja from the banana trees or some kind of trees, bushes. And in the center you put devis or koi flowers with the devis in it, and then you go around and around and chant Hare Krishna. And on one corner of the kunja, they keep a pot of yogurt. So they go around turn around and they would chant. Then in the morning they would take the deities and go on a matter kirtan to the village. And then they come back and break the pot with the dahi. It's called dahi ranga, breaking the dahi pot. And they throw yogurt on each other. They all go and take a bath in the kunda. So they developed the 24 hours chanting Hare Krishna. So this all these details, even more details, I just give a short version, they are mentioned. And so that was the original Nama Yagyas was started by Lord Chaitanya. But now, like in Bengal and Bangladesh, I don't know, other parts, they have these like professional groups. They call it Sampradayas, Radha Sampradaya, Lalita Sampradaya, Nitai Gaur Sampradaya, like the different groups. And so who can afford the biggest groups? They charge more money. And so there's this competition between the performers of yagyas to sponsor the biggest group. So there's a few groups where they have lady singers and all the sakis, and they're chanting. So they charge 10, 15, 20,000 rupees for one night. So I have one disciple that was before our drummer of one group. He said before he became a Hare Krishna devotee, he had to show like extreme ecstasy. Hare Krishna! He had to show ecstasy. All he was thinking about was, when is that 2-hour shift over? I can show my next meeting. So he's showing ecstasy, but he's thinking, Didi. Of course, when he became a Hare Krishna devotee, he gave up Didis, he gave up anything. He went around the world and taught people how to play Miranga. His name was Nityananda Das. So this competition, I mean, I haven't, we tried to make some, we do Namyaga, so we don't pay any money. We give them prasadam, and we invite the local kirtan groups around Mayapur. And we have this 24, 48, or 72-hour kirtan. So this was the system. I give them before, by Lord Chaitanya. But this idea of paying the people, and then again this kind of competition between the different Karnakandis. They want their name and fame, so they have the biggest groups, charge the most money, they go for the longest period of time, so then they're very proud. So some of people like this, they came, they wanted to Gaurika Shordas Babaji to attend their Nam Yagya. And this, he was a famous sadhu, so they thought this would increase their prestige. So they asked him, "Where are your disciples? Where are your followers? So whatever we do, we will, whatever you say, we will do. We'd like you to come to our festival." He said, "You want me to go to your festival for just for the, your name and fame? You don't really care." "No, no, we care. We're your disciple. You give us order, fellow." So it's going on like this back and forth. "No, no, you just want me to go there for your prestige. You don't really care about bhakti." "No, no, we want to do your order. Please come to our festival." "Okay." He sit, at that time he used to sit by the public urinal. It was very smelly. He thought, "This is the people, the materialistic people. He said, 'You sit here with me and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.'" So then when they saw that they had to really surrender, they ran away. So this was Gorkha Shordas Babaji's tactic. He could read the mind of the people, what was their intention, what was their purpose, and if they were not pure devotees, then he would not entertain the request. Now, it's interesting because he would regularly go and listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was a grihastha. He was working for the government. He had 13 kids. So, but he would go to listen to his Bhagavatam class. So this showed how great Bhaktivinoda Thakur was. And he was not a totally spiritual person. Otherwise, some vairagi like Gorkha Shordas Babaji would not attend his Bhagavatam classes. In fact, he made a little lean-to kind of bhajan kutir by the side of his house so he could regularly hear his classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Gorkha Shordas Babaji ki. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Savaji, Gorkha Shordas Babaji, they all have unbroken like Diksha lines. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to present for the future to all of us who are the actual real stalwarts in the bhakti line, who are the inspiration. So he gave a Bhagavat Parampara, which he took the Diksha or Siksha line, and gave who was the one who inspired, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had his Diksha Guru, but he was not inspired by the Diksha Guru. Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not like, because he would give preference to the Brahmin disciples over the Kshatriya disciples and so on. So he was in the material platform as far as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was concerned. So therefore that Vishnudhihani Goswami said, "Why are you not bowing down to me? I'm your father's guru." He said, "Can you take my offering of obeisance to you? Can you withstand it? Can you only offering is such a cordon?" He was like, that was their relationship. So he wanted to give us not the superficial parampara, but the real parampara, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually he got inside by Jagannath Das Babaji. And actually, Gorkha Shordas Babaji, he was inspired by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So maybe their relationship was Siksha. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took initiation from Gorkha Shordas Babaji, so their relationship was Diksha. So we follow, mostly we follow the Diksha. But sometimes the Siksha Guru may be more prominent. This is the reality. So that was the way that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made the parampara. Now, taking advantage of this, some of these Babaji's, like Prabhupada said, the Babaji's and Goswami, some of them are his enemies in Vrindavan. And some of these Babaji's, they take advantage and they go, "Hey, your parampara is not right, it's not good." You see, well, we have a faith in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If he thought this was the way we should see our parampara, that's enough for us. But they said, "Oh no, you see, your parampara is not correct." This, that, the other thing. And they tried to steal away the devotees. So he said, "Be very careful, don't listen to these Babaji's of these people. See, one of my disciples, he was bewildered for a while, and he went over to these Babaji's and he saw them fighting over the Tiwaris. He thought, is this what I want? Fight over the Tiwari? No, it's not Tiwari. No, it's not Ruti. And they're fighting. He said, this is not a spiritual life, fighting over the Tiwaris. So he came back to ISKCON and he said, you know, they're not doing the right thing. So we should not be bewildered by this Babaji's false propaganda. We should have our faith in our previous acharyas, and this is how they wanted to present our tantra. And if you want, we could show Chakranta Zoology, Atuvakashwara Zoology. We could show the tantra. Everyone had a bona fide Diksha tantra, but that wasn't the way the spiritual inspiration came. So he didn't want to show it like that, just to be official, just to show some official Diksha tantra, where the people were not the real inspiration. So he gave the Bhagavad Tantra, which in some cases was a Diksha Guru, in most cases usually, but in some cases was also the Siksha Guru. So just in conclusion, you see, like Rama going to Tritut Maharaj for the to desist doing this yajna, that was actually to show the glories of Tritut Maharaj. Also in the glories of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it says there was Sadhu, I forget his name now, he was living in Mayapur. He was living in Mayapur, and there he was doing yajnas and sacrifices and meditation. So even Rama would come to visit him. Now, Indra thought that this sadhu, if he wants, he could remove me from my position as an Indra. So then he decided to call an assembly, and he asked for volunteers amongst the avatars. And two young avatars agreed. He said, I have some very confidential service to give you. Then he brought them in private. He didn't tell probably what the service was. He said, see, this sadhu, he wants to remove me from my position. Do you want this to happen to your king? He said, no, my lord, of course not. So you, excuse me, you can save me by going down to the sadhu. I'll give you some gandharvas, they'll play the music, and I'll give you special ankle wheels that will break the meditation of any yogi. And this way, you should dance in such a way you attract the yogi with your postures, with your personal beauty. You're the most beautiful women in the whole universe. You're avatars. And this way, you make him break his vows of celibacy, and he will, and this way he won't be able to take over my position. So this is the service I'm giving you. So they thought, you know, okay, do this for Lord Indra. So they went down, they wore the ankle bells, they were dressed in see-through clothes practically, and the Gandharvas were playing, playing the music, and they start to dance, and the ankle bells ching, 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 ching. So the sadhu, he was trying to meditate, but the sound was coming, because these were special ankle bells that were empowered to break the meditation of yogis. So he looked at them, he had a big beard. So he said, what are these girls doing? I want to meditate. Why are they disturbing me? And he was like moving his eyebrow. So they thought he's attracted by this girl. In their head, he'd be attracted. So they started to move. The one came forward. She exposed her personal beauty to the Lord, to the yogi. He thought, this is really good. But he was like, this is too much. This is too much. I curse you to become trees. The Gandharas, they said, it's not working. They took out all their musical instruments and they ran off, flew off. So there was no music. They just had been cursed to become trees. So the girls were like, Indra didn't tell us about this one. They thought that we were just told to do this, we were just carrying out orders. Please, forgive us. Why, who would give you order to disturb my meditation? It was Lord Indra. He said he wanted to take over his position. I, being Indra, never. I want to go back to Krishna. I'm meditating here in Nayapur in the holy dam. I want to go back to Krishna. I don't want to be Indra. He can keep his toast. I don't care for it at all. Indra, he misled us. He told us you want to take his position. He sent us on this pleasant mission. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. So they were pleading. So I said, well, I can't take a curse. You got to become trees. But you can become trees in the Kasi, in Benares, and there Ravan will come and read the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and when he touches both of you trees, at the same time, he'll be freed from the curse. So like this, every day they were transferred to Benares, Kasi, and there they stood as trees. And no one knew, you see trees, you don't, how many trees are there in Bombay? Do you know which ones are acharas or which ones are cursed people? You don't know. So they were an ordinary tree, but there were two acharas who were cursed. So there they were, standing as trees, and they're listening to the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. One day, it was in the month of May, very hot day, that Ravan, he thought, I'll just take a little rest here. He put his head on one of the roots, he stretched out, his foot touched the other root, chung! The two trees turned to acharas. Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev. He looked around, where are the trees? You know, in the hot sun, there's these two beautiful celestial maidens calling him Gurudev. He said, what's this? They told him what happened. They said, now we want to study the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita under you. And they went back home with him. His wife was a little surprised to see the young disciples. Anyway, they taught them the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, and they all went back to Godhead. So anyway, Indra sometimes even goes after devotees. He went after Pritu, he went after the sadhu in Mayapur. He may go after you. If he thinks you want to take his position. I don't want to be an Indra. Indra, don't go after me. I don't want to be Indra. Anybody here want to be Indra? Those who don't want to be Indra, raise your hands and see. Those who do not want to be Indra, raise your hands. Those who want to go back to Krishna Loka, raise your hands. Say, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Anyway, so Brahma is teaching to Vitu. This kind of competition has no use. No, no, desist. No need of doing 100 asanas, you do 99. Anyway, your glories will be understood by everyone, and if you wanted, you could have done it. But this Indra, he's not acting the fitting of a king of the angels, king of the heavenly planets, by doing this. Anyway, we don't know what Indra that was at that time. There's 14 Indras in every day of Brahma, 14 Manus, and so like this. We also simply want to spread the Hare Krishna movement everywhere to give to the fallen souls. I'm very happy to be here on the eve of your Janmashtami. We know that here one of the biggest Janmashtamis in the whole world is done, and lakhs of people come and see the deities. So this is all Prabhupada's causes of mercy, and on the people of Mumbai, and we're very glad that you're doing this service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Devakinanda, I can only see his hand.
Hare Krishna.
You were talking about initiation.
About?
Initiation.
Initiation, okay.
Now, in our parampara, like in Gaudiya Math, they consider Brahman initiation is the initiation. Hari Nam is just, you know, Hari Nam. Even Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Hari Nam does not depend on initiation. So, but here in ISKCON we see, first initiation is given very much importance. Whereas in Gaudiya Math, for the same sampradaya, they say initiation means Brahmin initiation. So please, can you clarify this?
Unfortunately, in the Gaudiya Math, there is not a consensus on this issue. In some of the Gaudiya Math pundits accept as Dewey that the first initiation is the eternal initiation, because that one, Hare Krishna Mantra, is chanted in the spiritual world, but the Gayatri Mantra is not chanted in the spiritual world. So you chant it to get to the spiritual world, then you don't leave it. So the in the Srimad Bhagavatam is also said we take three births, the biological birth, the guru birth, and the jagya birth. So Prabhupada, in his purport, he says that the biological birth, everyone understands that one. Mother and father, by seminal discharge, they produce a child. Then there's the birth by the guru, and the third birth is the yogic janam, which is the birth. So the Prabhupada said the birth by the guru, that's his first initiation. And the yogic janam, it's the second initiation. Also, in the Gaudiya Math, I was staying in Gaudiya Math, so they consider me like a half leap, because I was there for like 2 months, but I think it was 6 months, but it was just 2 months. So at that time, I was in one of the temples where they would give the Harinam Now, those people who just get Harinam, they don't have yagya, they don't change their name, they don't do more or less anything but give them the deeds. So that's their style of Harinam. But our Harinam, if we change the name, we have yagya, we take vows, we give the deeds, we give the next deeds, one accepts the guru. So it's a different things. It's like comparing apples and oranges. They only give the yagya at the time of the second initiation. We give the yagya at the first and the second. So, and I know that some of the Gaudiya Math accept that. They said there's like two circles, and the big circle is the Harinam, is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Because the gopis, they used to chant Hare Krishna in separation of Krishna. And the little circle in that is the Gayatri Mantra. You don't need the Gayatri Mantra to go back to Godhead, technically speaking. So, anyway, there's just a difference among some of the Gaudiya Math. Some very prominent, of course, now there's, I don't know if there's any godbrothers left alive of Srila Prabhupada, but some very prominent godbrothers accepted that this chanting of Hare Krishna was a more important initiation. And the way Prabhupada does it is not the way that they do it in the Gaudiya Math anyway, so it's a different thing.
Then how do you synchronize, you know, Mahaprabhu's statement that the holy name does not depend on initiation, and Brahma initiating, Krishna initiating Brahma through Gayatri Mantra in Brahma Samhita. So how do you synchronize these two things?
We know that someone can chant Hare Krishna, and even if it's not, initiated, that it still works. And how many of you here are bhaktas, or when you're bhaktas, you chant Hare Krishna, and you felt some spiritual happiness? And I was, because of spiritual happiness, I decided I wanted to take initiation. Now, if you don't find a Ranavai Guru, okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. If you find a Ranavai Guru, and then you don't take initiation, because, you know, you think that, I don't need it, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Some kind of a false ego. They're on a very tough platform. So, it's an offensive platform. So because of their offenses, they're not going to make advancement. But, so like that, it's not dependent. If you don't find the guru, say like they found some devotees that brought Bhagavad Gita, I think that Gopal Krishnaraj, he went to the Ruksho on Prabhupada's instructions in the 70s, and so somebody from Vadi Vastak, they brought the Bhagavad Gita and they read it, and there was a group of people that were chanting Hare Krishna from the Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So then they met the devotees when there was the grass nose and the perestroika and everything was like open. They met the devotees on the street in Moscow, and then they said, oh, we've been chanting this Hare Krishna mantra for many years, but we never heard any devotees say the mantra, so we don't know if we're saying it right. We only heard it from the book. They said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Said, yes, that's the right way. Oh, thank you very much. So then they got the name and address, and I think it was Prabhupada Swami Yasang went over to Parivastak and he found that there was a group of devotees already chanting, but they never got initiated. So later they got initiated, but at that time they weren't initiated. So if you don't find a guru, you can chant Hare Krishna. But if they find a one of my guru and they don't want to take out of some false ego, so that's offensive. Krishna sending them help to help them to get back to Krishna, to Krishna. So they're refusing the help. So that's offensive. The other thing, I know, Rama giving initiation. Rama getting initiated, I don't understand what connection that has, but he heard the sound of Krishna's fruit, which was the Kama Gayatri. So, in the Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In other yugas, there were other mantras and other dharmas, but in our yuga, it's Hare Krishna Ram Mantra. So we chant this Hare Krishna Ram Mantra and we take initiation in. We follow the our Parampara. This is our system. Also, we take second initiation. So everything is there, but when we take the first, it's a bigger event. It evolves, as I said before, it evolves, there's a fire here, there's a name change. So when I met the people in Gaudiya Math, they didn't change their names. They were still wearing white. They said, oh, we're initiated, or we have the Harinam. But they were not, maybe they chanted four rounds or something. It's like what we do for the congregational members. We do this Shiksha program, one round, four rounds, eight rounds. So they give a Hari Nam like that. But Prabhupada said, you see, if you give someone the leads, you have to take their karma. Or any offense they make on the leads, we're responsible. So he advised that we sell the leads unless you're going to give them initiation. Then you can give them the leads. So, where that system originated, I didn't inquire, I didn't investigate. I wasn't so interested at the time. Like Bhakti Raksha Sridharaj, others, they were saying that the Hari Nam is the most important. So there's definitely two camps in the Gaudiya Math. I think Narayan Maharshi maybe says that the second initiation is the most important. I think that there's different camps, but we follow Prabhupada. He accepts, you see, they don't accept, they give Hari Nam, they don't accept the responsibility, but we accept the responsibility. The gurus of ISKCON, Prabhupada, he accepted the responsibility. He called it the first and second initiation. So all this part of it was called as Purascharya Vidhi. And many of the Purascharya things are included in our first initiation. But they include everything in the second, only the first they give the deeds. So it's not the same thing at all. So we shouldn't get mentally disturbed by that, you know, if they have some different practice. Once the Gaudiya Math sannyasis were discussing amongst themselves, why don't we chant 16 rounds like ISKCON does? Why don't we just chant 4 rounds? He said, ah, that's right. You see, when I first came to India, there was none of you. I was, you know, only there was a Chuchananda and like that, so one or two devotees. But, so I was confused. I thought that all the Gaudiya Math, they chant, you know, 1 lakh of holy names. When I lived with them, I found they only chanted a few rounds. And I was surprised. I said, how is this? So, where are things, you know, degenerated? At what point? I don't know. But right now, ISKCON has, you know, higher standard of initiation, of sadhana, bhakti, than any other groups I know of. In fact, in Bengal, the Nam Hatta is switching. It's the Gaudiya Mata. If you find someone is aspiring for ISKCON, take the lead. I'll give you a first and second initiation. I'll give you the round right away. Take the lead. You're ISKCON. You're 16 rounds. Wow! Come on! And where would they get someone like that? They normally get 4 rounds. 16 rounds means you can be on a sannyasi or something. So, Hare Krishna, I'm trying to unite the Gaudiya Mata. I don't have any false impression. I know some of them are very serious, and most of them are, you know, they're not up to the ISKCON standard. But we stick them, there are Uttam Pra, there are Haribo, we work with them. But I don't have the same idea I had when I first came in 1970, that these people are chanting a lack of holy names. They're not, you know, they're Vaishnavas. We respect them as Vaishnavas, but very few chant even 16 rounds. So, we follow Prabhupada and Haribol. It's our commitment to follow Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You are a great Ekadasi. Fast, the Mahadarasi fast. It was nice to have your association. I'm going for a checkup at the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. They've been going on in South India. There's a special in Chittoor. There's a special Siddha Ayurvedic Center that deals specifically in strokes. So we're going to go there to see if they say they do miraculous cures. You have to pay 485 rupees for the medicine. So it's like the cheapest stroke rehabilitation center in the world, I think. Anyway, if they cure me, I'll give them a donation. But then after that, I'm going to go to Delhi. I'll also be taking some therapies. Then if I get healthy or not, I mean, I'll come back here. Because this is also our headquarters for ISKCON in India. And as Prabhupada said, this is his workplace. So I definitely want to come here and get all your association. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
जय जलिने जय पतगा स्वामी महाराज की।